Hello again, Bernie Miklas here with you on this Friday. And we have another video presentation here on the Bernie Show YouTube channel. Cardinals open a homestand tonight, three games with the Dodgers, and then Milwaukee comes in. I'm not even going to get into this stuff about it's now or never. You got to play better baseball. But there's another related thing I wanted to talk about. Yeah, the Cardinals need to play better. The Cardinals need better talent. The Cardinals need to make better decisions on their roster. All of that stuff that we've talked about, a zillion times, right? There's one other thing that I've been thinking about lately, which is, in addition to needing more talent, you know, starting in 2025 and new leadership in terms of baseball operations and such, the Cardinals need to get back to their tradition where you have strong leadership in the clubhouse. Now, does this mean that I'm taking shots at, say, Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado? That is not my intention. My intention is to reflect back on everything I learned covering Tony La Russa's Cardinals and, you know, covering and writing about the 2006 team that won the World Series in a huge surprise, the 2011 team, which seemed to be out of the race and then made a big charge at the end, near the end of the regular season. And of course, just an incredible run in the postseason for the second World Series title since 2006. Now, listen. Obviously, those teams were loaded with talent and loaded with veterans who had all kinds of experience in big games, and they had, if you will, championship pedigree. But you had some phenomenal leaders on that team. So when the 2006 Cardinals nearly barfed up the division title with a late slump to the end of the season, and they were in real danger of blowing the division title, but they hung on and they fought through it and they were okay. And the rest is history. The 2011 team, they went through that adversity. I just, checked that or talked about that. They looked like they were out of it. They even had a team meeting where Chris Carpenter and others were saying, look, it doesn't look good now, but the one thing we're not going to do in here is embarrass ourselves. We're going to give these fans every effort that we can possibly muster, everything we have to give, they're going to get it. Because this is a Cardinals, we don't lay down, we don't quit. And I can't tell you that, or I can tell you that looking back on that, it's pretty amazing, because then it's not fair to hold the 2024 Cardinals to that standard. But it is relevant. It is relevant. When is the last time the Cardinals had a really good year? And I know they got bounced from the playoffs by Philadelphia in two straight games. I know that. But the 2022 Cardinals won 93 games. They won the division title. That was a good club. It really was. You get in the postseason, anything can happen. But that was a good club. What was one aspect of that club that won 93 games that stands out to me? It was the final year when Yadier Molina, Albert Pujols, and Adam Wainwright played a season together, three of them together for the final time. And not only did they perform well, but again, I want to talk about leadership today. When you had those three giant personalities with all of this championship caliber histories, right? You know, Paul Goldschmidt, Nolan Arenado, and others, they didn't have to step up and be leaders. They could just sort of go about their business. You know, Pujols, Molina, and Wainwright ran the clubhouse. They were the leadership. And they held players accountable, made sure that everyone is abiding by those high Cardinal standards, right? That's been lost, in my opinion. And it's not a thing where I think we should expect, say, Goldie and Arenado to be like those other guys. Listen, they came from other organizations, right? they both came from places that did not have a lot of success, right? They had gone through a lot of losing in Arizona, Goldie, and Colorado, Arenado. I don't know that they ever really had to lead a team that had a lot on the line as far as high stakes, high pressure baseball. A little bit, sure. A little bit. I'm not saying they never had that, but not as much as what we saw with some of these great Cardinals teams. And I'm not living in the past here. You know, if anything, and I'm going to talk about this in an upcoming video. If anything, you know, it's okay to celebrate Cardinals history. It's a big part of the tradition. It's one of the things that make the franchise special. But there's a limit to that in terms of like, well, how you make decisions, hiring coaches, hiring managers, all that. That's another topic for another day. But I can't help but to hearken back. And again, I want to repeat it because I have to repeat this. The 2016 was in trouble. The 2011 team was in trouble. Yet both of those teams won World Series championships. I got names because I wanted to make sure I didn't forget anybody. That 2006 team had Pujols, Molina, Edmonds, Rowland, Chris Carpenter, Jason Isringhausen, who ran the bullpen, and he also got a young rookie, Adam Wainwright, prepared to handle the pressure of being a closer. And we know what happened in that case because Izzy was out. He had to have hip surgery. That team also had Jeff Suppan, a relentless competitor, widely respected in that clubhouse. David Eckstein, the shortstop. He absolutely was a guy that set a standard for how you should compete, how you should play Cardinals baseball. They all had that in common. They were a group within a team that made sure the Cardinals were living up to the standards that had been set by Tony La Russa. And Tony La Russa had no problem. In fact, he wanted to turn the clubhouse over to them. But Tony talked to the team every single day. Don't get me wrong. But Tony always believed you need a strong veteran leadership core, guys that are going to hold teammates accountable, help teammates, guide them through some adversity, but also say something when you don't like what you're seeing, right? And he thought that when you empower leaders, and the Cardinals had a lot of them, man, whether it's the quality of play or the effort or the communication, those guys wouldn't let a day go by where the Cardinals were being sloppy or they looked to be flat. Maybe they weren't playing with the right amount of fire, all that. That stuff just wasn't tolerated. And someone of that group I just mentioned, they would see to it that the message would get sent. And once the message got sent, there's no mistake whatsoever. You were going to get a response from the rest of the team. 2011, you still had Pujols. You still had Yadi. You had still had Carpenter. You had Waino, a mature Waino. He was on the IL, the injured list all season, but that didn't matter. He had the elbow surgery. That really didn't matter because he was around that club all the day, all season long, and he did contribute in a leadership area. He was great in the clubhouse, always has been. So anyway, that 2011 team had Pujols, Molina, Carpenter, Waino, Matt Holliday, Lance Berkman, Skip Schumacher, Rafael Furcal. They were all tremendous. And by the way, I hope I mentioned Scott Rowland for 2006. I think I did, but just in case. I don't trust myself sometimes. So much like the 2006 team, which did have some common parts, Pujols, Molina, Waino, Carpenter, same dynamic apply. The same dynamic apply. Those guys knew what winning was all about. They knew what preparation and effort and was communication, the communication part of it. They knew what all those things were all about. They took it upon themselves to take charge and to speak up and to encourage, but also, yes, to criticize, not in a way that embarrasses anybody. They made sure those very, very high La Russa standards, Dave Duncan standards, were going to be adhered to. they took it upon themselves to make sure the Cardinals were the Cardinals and not being some cheap Jack imitation model. And that's what bothers me about this team. I don't know where the leadership is. And oh my gosh, these players being so insulted by that. Come on, man. I saw real leadership. I was around it for a long time. I talked to Tony La Russa about it many hours. And one of the things he always says, listen, man, when your best players, your most talented players, also are the guys that work the hardest and set the best example, you really got it going. Goldschmidt worked hard, but someone told me recently, and it rang true. He said, you know, the thing about him, you know, he's so dedicated to being as good as he can be, but he's like an Olympic athlete. He doesn't go around getting people's faces. What he tries to do is like, I lead by because my team needs me to be at my best. So he's obsessed with, you know, perfection. He's obsessed with preparation and routine and process. He's a wonderful guy and a total pro. Is he the kind of leader you need when things are going bad, as they have gone bad for the second year in a row, Cardinals back with a losing record? It sounds like I'm ripping him. I'm not doing that, but you can't, because you can't expect the guy personality-wise to be something or someone that he's not. And that's the reality. Goldie is golden when it comes to so many things, but we can't expect him to be that Pujols, Molina, Carpenter, Waino type of leader, right? We just can't. It's just not realistic. Nolan Arenado is extremely intense, and he is a guy that prepares and he competes, and he can be relentless much of the time. However, we've seen it, and there's no reason in the world to run away from it. We're all adults here. When things aren't going well, Arenado, you can see it. He wears it. He kind of exudes negative energy. And the one thing I can say about all these Cardinals I named earlier in this video, don't have to go through those names again, a litany of names. All of those guys could be outspoken, and they could tell teammates things that maybe they didn't want to hear, but they needed to hear, right? But they never exuded negative energy. You can be critical of a teammate behind closed doors, but that's not negative. That's doing your part to make sure that teammate understands what it stakes and what his role is in this. So by raising those issues, it wasn't negative to do that. It actually was designed to get those players back on the right track, the positive track. So again, maybe I'm not being fair here. I think I am. This team simply doesn't have the kind of leadership you need to win championships. And you can't just, you know, wave a magic wand and get all that back. I'm not stupid. I realize that. And you're not stupid either. But somehow, some way going forward, when they rebuild this thing or try to make changes, you know, bringing in Brandon Crawford and Matt Carpenter, you know, God bless Carpenter, right? But that's not the kind of leadership you need. We're talking about everyday player leadership, rotation guys, the guys who run the bullpen. We're talking about guys who are there all the time, guys who are in the lineup or in the rotation or in the bullpen every day. Part-time leaders, no, that doesn't work. So I'm going to shut this down, but I'm just saying, think about those teams and some of the things that made them great, even during, you know, tough times. Leadership had a lot to do with it. It was fantastic. It was just what any team would dream of. Same applied 2006, 2011. Does not apply to what we've seen the last couple of years. That's going to do it for today. You all have a wonderful weekend, and thanks, as always, for checking us out on The Bernie Show. Your support is appreciated.